So we're all here for promoting social justice in Latino communities through public health strategies. And what I'll be talking about is a specific project that we've been working on for quite a few years now that provides promotores in California with advocacy and leadership skills. And so the presentation is all about this project. So I have no relationships to disclose. So I don't know if I'm the only one speaking about promotores, but the work of promotores is very well known throughout the United States. And in California, it's something that it's a model that's been integrated quite extensively, really through not only community-based organizations, but clinic systems, hospital systems, schools, churches. Really, they exist everywhere throughout, you know, California systems. And as you can see here on this slide, it just gives you different names, because what we have found over the last years we've been working as an organization, we have found that they have different names, but they're essentially doing a lot of the same work. They provide a continuum of service in a variety of capacities, and their roles vary from formal to informal, employee to volunteer. Those are just some contextual characteristics that you might need to know in order to be able to understand why we created an advocacy and leadership curriculum for them. Our organizations is actively involved in social change. Our vision is actually hacia una vida digna y sana. That's our vision toward a healthy and dignified life. Very early on as an organization, we learned that really the work of promotores and our work to transform communities has to be much broader than the health education and the health outreach and the health outcomes that many of our promotores in California are provided training to do. Really, even though they're provided training to, you know, to work on asthma or to work on reproductive health or whatever it may be, they do much more than that. They really attend to the needs of communities, to families, to individuals, and thus begin to transform communities. And as I was sharing in a previous workshop, we're currently working on a document that the California Endowment, a very large foundation in California, has commissioned us to do with two other organizations, leaders in promotor work in California, Esperanza Community Housing Corporation and Latino Health Access in Santana, Esperanza's in Los Angeles. And together we're trying to really look at this model of promotores in California and what some of the best practices for their work is. And what we're finding as we're interviewing promotores throughout the state is that even though they're provided training to do specific content information, they really do focus on transforming communities. And that transformation of communities really begins to also transform their own lives as people, so that it happens simultaneously. It's not that, you know, we're all ready to transform the communities, we're in perfect state and now we're gonna go out, but rather that communities and individuals and families are in continuous transformation. And so our organization is very much aligned with that idea. Most promotores in California and probably throughout the country are provided with training on specific content, you know, knowledge, skills, and much less on advocacy. And one of the areas that many promotores consistently came to us with, you know, the topic was, we need to learn how to create change. So that if I'm working in nutrition and physical activity, if I'm working in obesity prevention or violence prevention or whatever topic it may be, it's important for us to learn how the systems work in California and how you create change at the systems level, whether that be a school, whether that be a park, whether that be the state legislature, whatever it may be. They really identified this need. Simultaneously also, we were being asked by Kaiser Permanente in California to work with them on their healthy eating and active communities initiative that they had going throughout different parts of California. It started in Southern California, and so they had all these grantees that were going to be working with promotores, and specifically on the reduction of childhood obesity. However, they found the same characteristic. Most promotores don't have advocacy training. They don't understand the larger global vision of the systems and how they work in general. I'm speaking very generally because certainly there are programs in California that have that focus on advocacy work, but the vast majority do not. It's purely health outreach and health education. And so we were asked by them to create this training and be able to then provide it to their healthy eating active community sites throughout Southern California to complement the work that these promotores would be doing in the communities of California. And so, you know, this is just, that just speaks to that. You can see here, these are some of our advocates, promotores throughout the state at our state capitol. We were able to every year we take promotores to Sacramento to lobby on specific issues, and they're generally related to health issues. So this is just a picture of that activity. And here you see what I was speaking to in 2006 when Kaiser approached us and really wanted us to tailor a training for promotores in Southern California to really raise awareness and to enhance the work really of promotores to do health education, health outreach, but to then link that to health advocacy and creating changes in communities that would be more profound than only receiving education. And so we were able to join both Kaiser Permanente's request and the need that promotores were coming to us with to say, you know, we need to learn more about the systems by having this project funded through Kaiser Permanente. So what you see here is Visión y Compromiso engaged Southern California organizations and promotores who specialize in our successful and community mobilization and advocacy to develop the promotor-specific advanced policy advocacy leadership program. So we worked with a group of promotores throughout Southern California because that's where we started this project, brought them into the table, created an advisory group, and they really helped us create this training and this curriculum, which was developed. And you'll see the sessions listed here. Module one really looked at holistic health, the relationship between nutrition, physical activity, and chronic diseases like obesity and diabetes. So promotores really wanted to know more about nutrition and physical activity, but wanted to contextualize that in a broader sense. And then module two, leadership skills and communication to advocate for individual, family, community, systems, and government. And so at the beginning, we had four sessions. These were the four sessions we started with. It was 36 hours of training. These were all-day trainings. They were very rich. We brought in local experts. We also developed a lot of the material ourselves and really focused on teaching promotores how you actually advocate. How do you create changes in the schools? Because it was focused on nutrition and physical activity. We focused on very specific systems like schools, and if you wanted to change the menu at your children's school or at a park, or if you wanted to bring in a farmer's market, how would you do that? And we brought in those experts to the training to actually address that. We developed a lot of the leadership materials and then taught additional skills as well. This was the first graduating class of promotoras who received this training, and they came from, as you can see, the different counties in California, from the border area, San Diego, to Los Angeles and San Fernando Valley and all throughout Orange County, etc. And so all of these folks were associated with the Healthy Eating Active Communities project of Kaiser. Plus, there were additional promotores who had nothing to do with the HEAC, that's what they're known as, the HEAC sites, and brought them in because they were working in nutrition and physical activity, and a training like this would really deepen their knowledge and their skills to be able to do their work more effectively and really create change. So some of the outcomes, you know, promotoras reported feeling more confident to advocate for positive changes in the different systems. Community residents benefit from the leadership of promotores implementing projects that involve them in prevention strategies to reduce diabetes and obesity. And they reported anecdotally that they are using the information and skills in their own children's schools and their own families and beginning to do, to actually create change around their immediate, whether it be family system or community systems. One of the interesting things that we attached to this training was every promotor had to think about a project that they wanted to work on. So it wasn't just coming to learn information. It really was, how are you going to apply this information? These were some of the what you see listed here are some of the projects that they brought forward. They wanted to do, you know, more work with nutrition, physical activity, and again, it was very focused on this topic because this is something Kaiser asked us to focus on. But really wanted to deepen their work in their communities, and this is just a list of some of those projects. After we met, and these are some of the graduates of that first class, we knew immediately after implementing the first round that we needed to make changes. It was imperative that we needed to add more content, because we found that as we were talking about projects that promotores wanted to implement, they needed to learn about how to fund those projects, because, you know, they were seriously wanting to implement these projects, and that wasn't something we considered. You know, how do you fundraise for them? How do you create an action plan? And so this meeting was the meeting where we evaluated with some of the graduates of the first class and asked them, what's missing, or what could we enhance, or what could we continue to do? And so they asked us to really focus in on making the training longer. I mean, it was long. I mean, it was 4 full days. It was 30, you know, about 36 hours of training, and it really became a 48-hour course. And we, as you can see, we updated materials, and we included more on leadership, more on mobilization, coalition building, which was very key for promotores. It was, how do we work together with others that are doing this work out in our specific community, so that our project has support, or it's integrated with other work that's being done. They wanted to know more about budget planning, data collection, and evaluation. And so what we did is we went back and updated our curriculum and our training. They actually also wanted to work a little harder on their projects. And so what we did was we made it longer. We kept a lot of the same topics. You know, knowing your community, that really is about what are the resources, doing some asset mapping, who are the coalitions that exist, how do you work within a coalition, and how do you bring your project to the table when you're a new advocate at the table in that specific area. The government structure and legislative process, budget and logic model. And then one of the other things we changed was that rather than them having to kind of conceptually think about a project and think about how to apply those ideas that they were learning, they actually had to, from the very first day, begin to create an action plan. And during the process of the training, they had to put it in place. And at the end, had to present on their progress. And so when we were talking about budgets and about maybe coalition building, it became much more realistic to be able to be working on your project and then listening to that, you know, to that material, and hopefully being able to integrate it and take it back to actually create change. I don't know if I have a list of some of the, I don't think so, but what came out of some of these new groups that we trained was that we were able to see that their projects actually were implemented. So many, many of the women started walking groups or exercise groups, again, focusing on physical activity, because a lot of promotores were involved in that area in California. They were actually able to start support groups. They were able to begin on their own training other parents on nutrition and physical activity, and really taking this project on their own. Some of them were able to do it through their organizations, but many of them were able to do this on their own with the skills that they were learning here. And actually finding funding. We actually had some of the promotores be able to implement, you know, create their whole logic model, their action plan, their budget, and take it to a local funder and be able to, you know, have someone else serve as a fiscal agent for this project, but have it really be driven by the promotora herself. And so what you see here is that in the first through 2008 through 2009, we were able to conduct 5 more trainings in not only Southern California, also in Northern California. Kaiser Permanente in Northern California became very interested in this, helped us financially to expand our work, and we were able to do more. 2009, 2010, sorry, the number's missing. We were able to do 4 more trainings, and we actually went to new parts of California to conduct this training. And what you'll see next are some pictures of the training and promotores in action. This is a group in San Diego. This is more of that group in San Diego. They're looking here at, you know, what is the role of a promotor? What are they doing? What does he or she need to know, do, understand? And these are just some of the pictures of promotores graduating, receiving their diploma and their recognition for the work. These are promotores from Coachella and San Bernardino Riverside areas in California. Coachella is a rural community, so we had a lot of farm worker folks working here with us and taking this training, and mixed in with people from like Riverside, you know, city, and so we had both urban and rural. Again, San Diego. You know, we conducted evaluation about of their knowledge, of their skills, of their comfort with also being able to tackle some of the systems that we're talking about. A lot of them are very engaged locally with their local senators and assembly members too. They understood the importance of taking this on and if for nothing else, receiving support for their work and starting to begin relationship building with some of these other systems in their communities. I'm going to go through this very quickly because we only have 15 minutes, I think, as presenters, and there's 5 of us. For us, what's important is to be able to bring promotores to the table of advocacy and be able for them to not only bring the issues that are important to them, but they being able to bring the issues of the community to the forefront of their legislators, superintendents, you know, the people who are the stakeholders in these communities, as the promotores are as well. But promotores have the pulse of the community. And so for us, it was important to bring that pulse to the representatives that many times are making decisions without the knowledge of community at the table. And so the whole intention of this curriculum and this training is for that to occur, for promotores to obtain skills, to be able to implement projects, and to be able to advocate for what they believe is needed in the community. These are some quotes. It's the impact that it has, you know, it's knowledge and knowing that you actually can become an advocate. I think that may have happened to all of us at some point, to know that your voice actually can be considered, does make a difference, is something that they learned very quickly throughout these trainings. This one particularly, this training was important because as promotoras we have many ideas, but we don't know how to organize them in order to put them into action. The training helped us reflect upon our work and eventually led us to the creation of our work plan, something we did not have. So something as simple as a work plan, you know, really can make a difference to organize our work. So I'll just go through these. And one final point here. In California, October is Promotor Month, and legislative assembly member Victor Manuel Perez signed this into law last year in 2009, and it's something promotores really rallied around. He really is a great supporter of promotores in California, but promotores feel very proud that they're recognized at the state legislature for their work. A lot of work has to be done locally, you know, to continue to validate their work and value their work. But this, for us, is a great accomplishment as an organization with promotores and as a network. And this is more information about us. And Alma Esquivel is the person who coordinated and continues to coordinate this project. Thank you very much.